Hi, this is Ted Haggard from New Life Church in Colorado Springs. The program you're about to hear is written and produced by a friend of mine, Gordon Klingenschmidt. I've known Gordon personally for 12 years, and I've seen the fruit of his life. He's an honorable servant of the Lord. I've also endorsed his book and recommend his ministry to you. So I encourage you to listen to what he has to say and write to him and support Persuade the World Ministries. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Welcome and thank you for joining this radio broadcast of Persuade the World Ministries. You're about to hear part 6 of 18 in our radio production of the book written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmidt, entitled License to Sin, the number one reason America is losing its moral foundation. If you call us in the next hour, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. Just call our toll-free number, 866-OBEY-GOD. That's toll-free, 1-866-OBEY-GOD. Gordon James Klingenschmidt is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and a seminary graduate of Regent University, holding both MBA and Master of Divinity degrees. He's also the founder and servant of Persuade the World Ministries, a 501c3 tax-exempt religious nonprofit corporation in Colorado Springs, dedicated to persuading individuals in America and throughout the world to forsake their sins and submit their hearts and minds to the loving rulership of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, with today's teaching, here is Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks, Mark. Today we continue our mini-drama entitled The Theological Adventures of Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole. You may remember our characters, Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole, from our last broadcast. But before we reintroduce these two characters, let's read again from 2 Timothy chapter 3. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. You know, people often turn to counselors who tell them what their itching ears want to hear, as is the case with our character, Johnny Lukewarm, who comes into Pastor Loophole's office to get advice.
Please have a seat, Johnny. What seems to be bothering you today?
Johnny's brow furrows with concern. Pastor Loophole, I'm very upset about this particular passage of Scripture. It seems as though God is commanding me to do something I really don't want to do. Do I really have to repent and stop sinning and obey God? Or is there some other alternative?
Why, certainly there is, Johnny. You just relax. I can offer you dozens of alternatives and give you very logical reasons why you don't have to obey God.
Oh, thank goodness. For a minute there, I thought I'd actually have to change my behavior and obey God. Johnny breathes a sigh of relief. He sits forward eagerly with his itching ears, searching for some escape from the Holy Spirit's conviction. But the Spirit of God is grieved away, and he slowly withdraws his conviction from Johnny's life. And after redefining mercy, love, and truth, Pastor Loophole continues his excuses with loophole number 4, entitled Salvation by Grace Through Faith, Not by Works. So here's loophole number 4.
Johnny, it says here in Ephesians chapter 2, for it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Now you've got to understand the proper meanings of these words, Johnny. So listen carefully to my definitions. Salvation, grace, faith, and works. If you just redefine these 4 words, you'll never have to give up your favorite sins. First, let's redefine the word salvation. Salvation. Salvation from what, Johnny? What did Jesus come to save you from? I think Jesus came to save you from God. In other words, Jesus came to rescue us sinners from God's angry wrath, even if we don't repent. That's why Jesus died on the cross, so God would never be angry with us, even if we continue to enjoy our sins. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, sinners can't go to hell anymore. God doesn't look at your sins anymore. He only looks at what Jesus did for you on the cross. God doesn't even notice your sins. He just sees a Jesus mask over your face. That way, you can go to heaven, even while you continue to enjoy your sins. Now that's a great way to define the word salvation, isn't it? Time out, everybody. Let's look at the scriptures and analyze Pastor Loophole's advice.
Let's rightly divide the word of truth and separate the truth from the lies in the advice given by Pastor Leupold. First, I want to acknowledge the true part. It's true that it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. No argument against that scripture. That's the biblical description of how God saves us. But the lie is that Jesus came to save us from God, or from God's anger, or from God's wrath. Here's the truth to replace that lie. Jesus didn't come to save you from God's anger about our sins. Instead, Jesus came to save us and separate us from the deadly sins themselves. The Bible says God told Joseph to give him the name Jesus, which means the Lord saves, because he will save his people from their sins. Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening, has Jesus ever saved you from your deadly sins? Again, what's the terrible danger that sinners must be set free from? The Bible says you have been set free from sin, and have become slaves to God. The benefit you reap is holiness, and the result is eternal life. So, Johnny Lukewarm, have you somehow reaped eternal life without first being set free from sin into holiness? And again, the blood Jesus shed on the cross, what does that do? Does it shield us from God's anger about our sins? No. The Bible says Jesus freed us from our sins by his blood. That's why Christ's blood is so important, because it can free us from our deadly sins. Jesus didn't come just to save you from hellfire or punishment or God's holy wrath. If he did, then he would be opposing God, who has every right to be angry when you sin against him. No, it's far more important that we be saved from our deadly sins than saved from hell. Why? Because hell does not offend God nearly as much as our sins do. Listen to this quote from Charles Finney, written in 1850. Salvation consists in being saved from sin. And the reason why a great many persons are not saved is that they are unwilling to accept salvation on such a condition. They are unwilling to give up their sins. Some individuals will spend much time in praying for pardon while they indulge themselves in sin. They are seeking comfort while they refuse to be holy. Such people know nothing at all of the gospel. They make Christ the minister of sin. They seem to think that Christ came to justify them in their sin instead of saving them from it. In support of this monstrous idea, they even appeal to the scriptures. They found justification in the atonement. Now, this work of Christ can never be imputed to any man in such a sense as to justify him while he remains in sin. Justification in sin is a thing impossible. Now, how can a man be pardoned and justified before he repents and believes? It is impossible. Now, who does not know that the true Christian is much more afraid of sin than of punishment? Yes, and a great deal more. You can't continue to sin while claiming Jesus has saved you. The Bible says, you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. So if you continue to sin, then Jesus hasn't taken away your sins. You've never known Christ, the Savior, who takes away the sins of the world. So let me ask you, has Jesus taken away your sins, or hasn't he? Then why do you continue to enjoy them? Again, salvation from hell is just a side effect. But first, Jesus came to save you and separate you from your deadly sins. If you've never been separated from your sins, there's only one reason. You've rejected the Savior. You've willfully refused to be saved by him, because you love your sins more than you love God. If you really knew how terribly dangerous your sins are, you'd reject them all immediately. Your sins are like ravenous parasites with venomous fangs, and they will destroy you. They'll enslave you into addiction, or even worse, they'll deceive you into a slumbering denial. Your sins will attract the furious wrath of God like an irresistible magnet. They'll betray you and loudly call out for your destruction on the day of judgment. Your sins will shout and scream and give away your location no matter where you try to hide. And when you're found, your sins will demand that you be cast into eternal torment, They can't be silenced, and they can't be ignored. Your sins can only be cast far away. Now, while your heart is still beating and you still have a chance to repent, will you allow Jesus Christ, the Savior, to rescue you from your deadly sins? Will you let Jesus remove them from you? As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Let me draw your attention to Jesus Christ, the Savior, who is able to save you from your sins. He is able to keep you from falling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault. Let's pray to Him together. Would you just pray with me to the Savior? Pray these words along with me to Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, save me and separate me from my deadly sins. Remove my sins from me. And I reject them and I forsake them and I cast them far away right now. I stop resisting your rule over my heart, Lord Jesus. And I invite you to come and rule my heart right now. Take me, Lord Jesus. Here I am. Come and rule every part of my life. Amen. Did you just pray with me? If you just prayed with me, would you say amen? Go ahead and say it out loud. Amen, Lord Jesus. Now, if you just said amen, why don't you give us a call and get a copy of today's cassette tape? Here's Mark with that information.
Thanks, Gordon. He'll be back in just a moment. But first, do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free. But please remember, we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey, then send us your best possible donation after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L6. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club, we'll also send you an autographed copy of Gordon's book. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com or call us in the next hour at 866-OBEY-GOD. Right now, let's return to Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks again, Mark. Let's continue loophole number 4, entitled Salvation by Grace Through Faith, Not by Works. Here's Pastor Loophole again.
It says here in Ephesians chapter 2, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Now, we've already redefined the word salvation, so now let's redefine the word grace. For it is by grace you have been saved, Johnny. Grace. What does the word grace mean, Johnny? And Pastor Loophole continues his perversion of the word grace, changing the grace of our God into a license for immorality. Grace means tolerance, Johnny. It means that because of what Jesus did on the cross, God now tolerates your sins, even while you continue to enjoy them. He just turns his head and graciously ignores your sinful behavior. God only sees the imputed righteousness of Christ on you, kind of like a Jesus mask, so God can't see your willful, rebellious, unrepentant heart. Now that's grace. Time out. Let's look at the scriptures, everybody, and analyze Pastor Loophole's advice. Let's rightly divide the word of truth and separate the truth from the lies and the advice given by Pastor Loophole. Again, I want to acknowledge it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. No argument against that scripture. That's the biblical description of how God saves us. But the false part is that grace means tolerance. God doesn't tolerate your sins. Here's the true definition of the word grace. According to Strong's Greek Dictionary of the New Testament, the English word grace comes from the Greek word charis, which means divine influence on the heart and its reflection in the life. Grace means divine influence. Well, what's divine influence? Well, let me suggest the very fact that you're hearing this broadcast suggests that God might be trying to influence you.
Will you respond to God's influence? Grace doesn't mean tolerance, it means divine influence. Have you ever been influenced by somebody? Well, think back to that situation. How did they influence you? What did they do? Did they persuade you to choose a certain thing using words of truth and argument? Did they induce or impel, incite or inspire you, or offer you some incentive to voluntarily move in a certain direction? Did they entice or exhort or encourage you to follow their example? Did they convince you and sway your mind and win you over to a new way of thinking? This is influence. And when influence comes from the divine, it's called grace. Now, throughout human history, God has been patiently persuading and influencing rebellious people to voluntarily forsake their sins. God does this by the Holy Spirit, who comes to convict and persuade us. He also did this by the example that Jesus lived. He does this through his bold and persuasive arguments of his prophets and his preachers. God calls out to everybody through his beautiful creation, so nobody has any excuses. And what tool does God use to influence and persuade people? Well, he uses his word, his undeniable truth. That's how God influences you, to voluntarily forsake your deadly sins. He persuades you and he cleanses you with his influential truth. That's why Jesus said to his disciples, "You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you." And why Jesus prayed to the Father, "Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth." And why he told his disciples, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." There's only one way to get set free from your sins. You must believe God's truth when you hear it. It will cleanse you. It will free you. It will change your thinking. And it will persuade you to change your choices. And you'll voluntarily stop sinning and follow Christ. That's what grace is. God sovereignly reveals truth to your heart, and you must voluntarily embrace it and submit to it and obey it. Sin shall not be your master because you are under grace. You're under God's influence. So if God persuades you to be holy by telling the truth, then guess what the devil does? The devil persuades you to sin by speaking lies. Do you know that every sin has its roots in a lie? If you expose the lie and confound it with truth, you shall pluck the sin out by its roots. How did the devil persuade Adam and Eve to sin in the garden? By speaking a lie. "You surely will not die," the serpent said. They believed that lie, and they submitted to the devil's persuasion, and it caused them to sin. So, Johnny Lukewarm, if you're listening out there, how many lies are lodged in your mind? Do you see how important it is now to read the Bible every day? How much of Christ's truth do you let penetrate your heart to make you holy, cleansing you by the washing with water through the Word, and to present you to himself without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless? You've got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So God influences with truth, and the devil influences people with lies. So you out there listening, who's been influencing you? Did you know you can resist God's influence? People have resisted God's influence and persuasion throughout history. That's why Stephen said in the book of Acts, "You stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit." And that's why Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, "He who rejects this instruction does not reject man, but he rejects God." So, Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening, do you resist God's words when you hear them? When God convicts your heart with his blazing truth, do you immediately repent, or are you waiting for something more? If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Now, some of you out there listening have been struggling with the same sins over and over, and you can't get free from them. You know what the answer is? Grace. You need to let God influence you with his truth. Stop resisting God's influence. "But you don't know how powerful my sins are. They're so strong, and I'm too weak to resist the devil's temptation," cries Johnny Lukewarm. But Johnny, if you're out there listening, you don't know God's conquering grace. How can you say you're too weak to resist the devil's temptation, but you're so strong that you can resist the Spirit of Almighty God? Relax and submit to God. Stop resisting. Give in to God's persuasion. Let God's truth set you free from your deadly sins. It's no use waiting for God to influence you when you're still resisting the influence He's already trying to give you. Now, if I had a set of balancing scales here, and on the left scale, I could measure the amount of influence God needs to apply to get you to repent, how much would it weigh? How many grams of influence would God have to put on that scale just to get you to repent? Well, it just depends how stubborn you are. It would weigh just as much as the amount of stubborn, willful resistance that you're putting on the right side of the scale. Or think of it this way. If you were a donkey and Jesus was leading you with a rope, how hard would Jesus have to pull on that rope? Well, it depends how stubborn you are. If you weren't a stubborn donkey, Jesus wouldn't have to pull the rope very hard at all. So now, how are you going to get free from your sins? Are you waiting for God to just zap you and force you to turn into a holy robotic puppet? No. Your sins are voluntary, just like holiness is voluntary. God won't force you to be holy. You got to choose that. God will influence you, but you've got to voluntarily respond. You sin with your choices, you must also be holy with your choices. This is how you'll be saved from your deadly sins. God's grace will influence you to make a choice. So, make a choice already. God's waiting. It's kind of like playing checkers. It's your move. Now, I don't know everything about predestination versus free will or Calvinism versus Arminianism or all that. I mean, I know the Bible says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart, but God also asks us not to harden our own hearts. So here's how I work that out. If any man gets saved, he cannot boast, because it was God who overpowered that man's resistance, influencing him to repent. But if any man goes to hell, he can't blame God. It's his own fault for resisting God's influence. Give God the glory when anybody gets saved, and blame us men if we don't get saved. Let God be true and every man a liar. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? So next time somebody says to you, give me a little bit of grace here, ask them what they really mean. Do they really want you to back off and tolerate their sins, which is false grace? Or do they want you to step in and influence them and persuade them to stop sinning, which is true grace? The Bible says, whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death. This is true biblical grace. It's not tolerance. It's influence and persuasion. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Let's pray for a moment. Would you pray these words with me to God? Stop what you're doing for a moment and pray these words along with me to God. Father in heaven, I want to embrace your words of truth whenever you're trying to influence me. I welcome your gracious influence, and I stop resisting you in every area of my life. Lord Jesus, I'm not going to harden my heart to you, and I'm not going to resist you anymore. When you pull on my rope, Lord Jesus, I'm going to willingly follow you. I welcome you to rule my heart right now. And I welcome you to lead me wherever you want me to go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Did you just pray with me? Can I ask you to raise your right hand up to God if you prayed with me? Wherever you are, if you're in your car or in your house or in front of other people, it's okay. Just raise your right hand up in the air to God as a sign that you just prayed with me and gave your heart back to Him. Go ahead. God sees your heart. Did you mean what you just prayed? I know you did. Some of you are being set free from habitual sins right now as God's loving rulership takes over in your heart. I hope you'll email us and tell us about that. Now, I'd like to know your thoughts about today's teaching. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? Please send me an email at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. I also hope you'll join the Persuaders Club and get a copy of my book. I've been very fortunate and blessed to have this book read and endorsed by people like C. Peter Wagner and Professors Tony Campolo and John Mark Ruthven and Pastors Ted Haggard and Floyd McClung and Joy Dawson and Bill Hammond. So you know it's trustworthy. Please pray for us, and please mark it in your schedule and tune in again next time to this same radio station at this regular time period, especially in our very next broadcast when we'll tackle the controversy of faith versus works. Now, I love you and I care about you. So here's Mark with more information.
Thanks, Gordon, and thanks everybody for listening. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free, but please remember that we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey God about how much these teachings are worth to you, and return to us your best possible gift after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L6. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club as a monthly partner, we'll send you an autographed copy of the book you've been hearing, written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmitt, entitled License to Sin, The Number One Reason America is Losing Its Moral Foundation. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. It's the monthly donations of our Persuaders Club partners who keep this program on the air. Now, if you have comments or questions about today's broadcast, you can email us at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com, or you can write to us at P.O. Box 77222, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80970. Or you can always call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And if you remember, please tell us the call sign of the radio station you're listening to. May God bless you and thank you for supporting Persuade the World Ministries. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
Hi, this is Gordon James Klingenschmitt. Do you know there are 8 benefits of joining the Persuaders Club? For a monthly pledge of just $15, we'll send you a personalized certificate and add your name to our prayer list. I'll also send you an autographed copy of my book and regular cassette tapes, which you can copy and share with your friends. And you'll help rebuild America's moral foundation. And you'll also get our newsletter, The Persuader, and tax receipts so you can deduct your gift. And of course, you'll have my personal thanks. So please join the Persuaders Club today by visiting our website at persuaders-club.com. Or call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And thanks for supporting us with your prayers and donations. You're changing people's lives for Christ. Did you also know there are 8 specific ways to get involved with Persuade the World Ministries? You can become a prayer partner or make copies of our tapes for your friends. Or become a certified persuader to lead small group Bible studies with our materials. Or you can have me speak to your church or organization. Or have your church even become a certified persuader church. For details about these things, just call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. Or visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. The broadcast you just heard is property of Persuade the World Ministries. But if you're listening to a digital file like an MP3 or a WAV file, we encourage you to make copies of this program and give it to your friends. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? Just imagine if you emailed this file to them or gave them a disc and it prompted them to give their heart back to God. Someday you'll see them up in heaven, and they'll thank God that you had the courage to reach out to them. So please copy this program and give it to your friends. And take a moment right now to join us in prayer for everybody who listens. Thanks, and may God reward you for the work you do for His kingdom.